Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Like an athlete, from his intertwined locks all the way to his feet. His boyish grin makes me warm inside. I knew right away this would be a hell of a ride. I smiled, and he smiled, making it all worthwhile. The slightest touch makes me yearn, having me wondering when it's my turn. Two warm bodies just laying calmly. A small embrace seems to last for eternity. We looked at each other without saying a word. But soon enough, all questions were answered. The softness in his kiss had my body flustered. He already knew what I had preferred. He slowly went down and gave me what I ordered. You would have thought he's in the room with the songbird. After a while of my taste that he had savored, our actions from then on were really uncensored. He positioned me well before he entered. A sizable piece that I already pictured.
Damn.
He worked me so hard I felt I was hammered. He pulled my hair as he was going inward. Told me to change position so we could do it backwards. I came so much it looked like custard.
Ouch.
I stumbled off the bed like a big old drunkard. I couldn't even talk because my words were stammered. But I sure did tell him that he was hired.
All my fellow Americans, it's your favorite BBW flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts, and that was Joanne Stevens with Ecstasy. Why did I play that? Because I can do that. And without further ado, we're going to bring the Black Reporter on. Black Reporter.
Yes, good evening. And was that musical background always with that song?
Yeah.
Okay. Because for some reason it sounded different, but then I recognized the song afterwards. And good evening, madame. This is your night and your night to shine, but I know we have other friends who are with the show, so why don't you bring them on?
Yeah, right. From the 225, a.k.a. Baton Rouge, a.k.a. Trifling Mofo, Miss Lee. I don't know. Just give me another couple of weeks. I'll get over it. Lady C, you here? Lady C. Okay. Moving right along, we're going to bring our favorite princess and her baby Mac.
Princess.
What up?
Hey,
what up?
Chris.
What up, Mike?
What up?
Hey, reporter.
What up, Chris? What up?
What's up, Mike? If y'all don't know, Mike is in the chat room right now, and he did put under baby Mike, so yay.
Okay.
All right, so let's get down to business. Tonight is my roast night. I'm not going to put it off any longer. If you have a problem with me, if you don't have a problem with me, if you just want to tell me how you feel about me, tonight is the night to do it. Get it off your chest because there's too much tension out there between me and you. So, the number to call, 347-989-0767. Please be advised, I will not mute you. I will not hang up on you. I will not delete you. However, I will put a time limit on you. So after a certain time, you will be asked to just pause. So, the number again, 347-989-0767. Anybody want to go first?
We're your friends, Crush. We're here with you every week, okay? And
hello.
What'd you say? Down here. Go ahead. Princess, go ahead.
Black reporter.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
To get it off your chest.
Okay. Anyway.
You're not gonna get off your chest?
As he stands up and dusts off his sleeves and straightens himself out at the podium. This young lady has given me the opportunity to get back into something that I had made a career several years ago, and I still have it as a career, quote unquote, the media, but in a different sense. You know, I had always been interested in internet radio. DJ Mimi Cat had told me, you know, that she was a DJ and everything, and I always was curious as to how she turned into an internet DJ and everything, but I didn't push the issue or anything. And then I listened to Crush's show one time, and Old School was helping her out one time, and then I said, okay, this looks easy enough. And so I approached Crush and said, you know, do you want a true co-host? And in, what has it been now, Crush? What, 6 months? A little bit longer than that?
It's been about 6 months,
yeah. Okay, 6 months. In the 6 months that we've been co-hosting, I have gotten to know Crush, and I have gotten to know a good friend. And I hope she feels the same about me. Even though we are nearly 2,000 miles away from each other, I still feel that it's like we're around the corner from each other because, you know, she will come to me and ask me, well, do you think I should do this? Do you think I should do that? You know, I mean, she does come to me with questions about different things. How do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? And I appreciate that in her. I mean, what she has done in her past is not even an issue. You know, a lot of people whose names I won't pull up at a certain time, but they know who they are, have said, well, how can you handle dealing with her past and everything? How can you deal with someone who's been in you know, doing this and doing that and doing the other? That's neither here nor there, you know. My staff, my Facebook page, I am who I am. I know who I, you know, people know me as they know me. I am not a perfect person. I am far from a perfect person. And just deal with what you see, you know. It's on the Facebook page. If you want to go back, Facebook/ Black Reporter, BLK Reporter. And it's right there for plain view. But I personally want to thank LaCrush because she's gotten my mind to be working again in more of a programming style like I used to when I used to program actual radio stations. And I want to thank her for that. And we've got big things planned for Phone Fantasy Radio, the internet radio site, the on the internet site and everything, and we were hoping to make it a community, a full-fledged community, like, you know, maybe a little dating community like you see with the way Black Planet used to be, the way MySpace used to be, the way Facebook currently is, without all the you know, BS that goes on. Just shooting the shit, you know, excuse my expression. But that's why I got to get off my chest, you know. And so be it.
Okay. Well,
once again, thank you, Crush.
For Okay, no problem. No problem. All right, so Black Reporter got off his chest. It's the opportunity. I don't want you to go to nobody else's show, all right, and try to put people on blast. I'm giving you the opportunity.
Oh, no, no. No, no, no. I don't put people on blast, you know. You know, if I got something I want to say to you, I say it to you straight up.
Yeah, but you ain't do that. You went to somebody else's show and did it.
Okay, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
It don't matter. What's up, Lady C?
Hey.
You finally made it. Had some technical difficulties there.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to the show. We got a full board today. Woo, we got a full board. All right, folks. So tonight is my roast. If you're just tuning in, this is the opportunity to tell me off, tell me on. I can't mute you. I will not delete you. I will not hang up on you. This is the opportunity. I'm letting everybody speak. Listen to what I'm saying. Y'all not understand that. I'm letting everybody speak. Okay? So, the only thing I am going to do is I'm going to put a time limit because this is only a two-hour show. So, there will be a time limit on. Okay, we heard from the great Black Reporter. We're going to keep it moving. Princess.
Yes, Chris.
Y'all want to jump on a bandwagon? Y'all want to kick me wild?
Yes, girl. I got to put my home girl on blast. I love you, Chris. We love the show, me and Baby Mike. We support your show. I will admit, sometimes, every now and then, the jokes go a little too far. But all fun. We love you, girl. And we're going to keep supporting your show. This is our hangout spot on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I talked Baby Mike into signing up on Blog Talk Radio now. So it's official, girl. You stuck with us.
Yeah, all right. Shout out to Big Ashby in the chat room. I don't know what he's talking about, double standard. I don't know. Wait, is he talking to me or you, Princess?
I don't know
where that came from. Okay. Shout out to the guests tuning in. Thank you, Princess, for your kind words. Thank you, Black Reporter, for your kind words. I'm going down the line. 757, Miss Shirley.
Hello.
Hi.
How's everyone doing?
Good evening. Good evening, Miss Shirley.
Hey. Say that again.
I was telling them to say hi. Why are they so quiet?
Hi.
Well, I say hello.
So, Miss Shirley, I know you just really started calling the show, but you have tuned in every now and then. You've heard me. Heard my viewpoints on things, so you know, anything you want to add to the list of roast?
Well, I guess not really, because like you just said, I'm kind of new to it. I basically started to support Francis, but I like the content, you know. I like when it gets kind of heated, you know, the discussion going, cause when you're in the heat of battle, that's when the truth comes out. So.
Real, don't it?
Yes.
We get some good debates going. Sound good. Once again, I appreciate your support. You know, it's been a
welcome.
And what we're going to do right now, folks, I'm going to go ahead, take it to a song set, then we're going to come back. I still got 225-01 to attack me. Now, the songs that are being played tonight are songs that I like, so that's it. Just put it out there. Mm-hmm.
Just stay here. welcome back to the Phone Fantasy Radio Show. I'm your favorite host, Miss LaCrush Hearts. We started off our little music session here with Don't Deserve by Kenny Lattimore, if you didn't know. And then we went on to some other songs, Tell Me by Food Fairy. And that right there was Changing Faces with Get Out. I don't know, these are just songs that I like. It's all about me. And we're going to continue my roast. I'm bringing back the Black Reporter, the Princess, and we're bringing back the Shirley. Hey, Shirley.
Hey.
On our list is 225, Miss Lady C. Wait on, let me bring Lady C back. Lady C,
hello.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Okay. So, do you want to write on my back, too?
Of course. I got something special for you.
Oh, yes, she does.
The spoken word from Lady C. LaCrush is the host who we come here to roast. She gives us her all as she waits on our call. She shoots straight from the hip, but she don't like no lip. Her topics are hot, exciting, and wild, but hey, that's her style. You can love her or hate her, whatever it be, but she's the HBIC, and that's all there will be.
HBIC, huh?
The head picture
charge,
yeah. That's it, the show is done. We're going to leave it at that note. Moving on.
That's an original, the crush.
Huh?
An original.
That's hot right there. Woo, see? I need to be more.
Crush, I got three words for you. This is your family.
Bye, bye, bye. This is my internet family. Listen, if y'all just tuning in, we are at the tip of the iceberg with the roast of LaCrush Hearts. This is your opportunity to get it off your chest, to speak your mind if you like what I'm doing, if you don't like what I'm doing. This is the place to tell me right now, at this very moment, 11:30 p.m., 8:12:10. This is the place to say it, 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Shout out to Aaron, 2213, Baby Mike, Big Ashby, Guest 7160, and Princess FAA. We holding it down. We holding it down in the chat room, keeping it hilarious as always. All right, so I skipped over Baby Mike. Baby Mike want to roast me. Baby Mike, step up to the podium.
I have much great, you know, say, Crush. I mean, you know, I really do appreciate, you know, my lady, my baby, my future wife, Princess, for, you know, put me on to this and everything. But first, you get real deep sometimes. I know, sometimes, you know, you don't mean no harm. You know, just joking and kidding. But, you know, some people out there, they kind of take it a little personal, you know, so. I mean, I can deal with what you would call positive criticism, you know. Take it easy on some of these listeners out here and stuff, because some of them ain't ready for you yet, you know what I mean? So let's take it easy on them a little bit, you know. But other than that, you know, shout out to everybody that's tuning in and supporting your show and everything, and Black Reporter. I do, you know, appreciate having someone, I guess, on somewhat of my level, even though I'm younger than you, to understand.
That'll work.
So, you know, other than that, I mean, that's about it. You know, just keeping it real. You know, You know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody fucks up. But, you know, you knock yourself down, you get back up, and just try to make the rights wrong. You know what I mean?
And, amen, Brother Mike. Amen, Baby Mike. You got it, bro.
Yeah. So that's it. This is life. We're going to live. We only live one time. When we leave here, you know, it's too late to change it. So try to change it while we're here. And that's it. That's real. That's it.
I really do appreciate those words, but Mike, you are definitely right. I do go hard on people. I only go hard on people that I know can have it, though, that I know can take it. I go hard, and it really do be innocent. To me, I think it's innocent. I'm just like a person. I like to be blunt. I like to keep it real. And, you know, if I have hurt any feelings out there, it was never my intentions. It was all in just good fun. Just wanted you to be real with me and real with the situation at hand because, you know, Phone Fantasy Radio has been up for, what, going on 3 years now, since 2007? So it's like, and if they've listened to me, if they know me, if they heard me, then they would definitely know that I keeps it real. I done talked about everything on here. I don't know the Earl thing on here, and that's just me personally, but you're right, Baby Mike, you're right. This is for entertainment purposes only. You know, I don't know you. I'm not no guru. I don't have no degree. I just like to have fun, so I guess this is my outlet as well, so y'all got to bear with me. Anyway, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Lady C. Thank you, Shirley. Thank you, Black Reporter. Thank you, Princess. Moving, because I still see I have people on the lines holding right now. So before I go into my next music set, we're going to bring in 973.
Hello?
973.
Hey,
hold on.
Yes, I am. I'm here. Hello? Hello?
Hey, there, Saint Germain.
Okay. You say you keep it 100, right?
It's 100 at Saint Germain.
All right, then. I got a question. Can I put you on blast with my question?
As long as it ain't personal, yeah.
Okay, so you don't keep it 100. All right, that's what I thought. You don't keep it 100. See? Don't say. Don't listen. Don't get on your talk show and say nothing you can't keep. Now, you said tonight I could put you could anybody, anything, any say, I can put you on blast.
Go ahead, put me on blast, Jermaine.
Okay, now I see you. You always getting on, what's her name, Princess and Big Baby Mike? You always getting on them? All right, I got a question. Do you love me as a friend or more than a friend? Picking on Princess and Baby Mike, what about you and me?
What about you and me? There's no you and me, Jermaine. You're a friend.
Okay, so you love me as a friend and that's it?
No, I said you are a friend. I said I love you as a friend. I said you are a friend.
Okay, so there ain't no love between us then. That's what you're trying to say. I'm trying to get this to the point.
Jermaine, listen, we are friends.
Okay.
We're not hashing out problems. This is not the time to hash out problems.
Right. You know what
I mean? If you're going to put me on blast or you're going to roast me, then do so. But don't try to hash out your problems that you and I have on here because this is not the time nor the place for that.
I ain't got no problems. That's it, because I'm probably. You good people. You good people. Now I'm saying you good people and everything like that. You just got to find out who your true friends are.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stop. You see, you got to stop being, just like you told me the other day, why I'm always listening to everybody, you already told me that. The same thing. I feel the same way. Because I'm getting done the same way. I guess that's why.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to find out who your true friends are. Before you step and ignore the person or just, I don't want to be bothered with, or the he say, she say stuff, you got to find who your true friends are because I'm keeping it 100. I'm your friend. And I love you, and you know I love you. I do anything for you. I will get out there butt naked, you know what I'm saying, in the cold, goddamn ice cold, 10, 12 below zero, and give you all my clothes if you ain't had none.
Don't get butt naked in the cold, Jermaine. I really do appreciate that, but no, don't get butt naked in the cold.
Please, well, I'm afraid to keep you warm. That's love.
Ooh, cheap.
That's a friend, and that's love, and that's everything.
You're right, Jermaine. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Right. Just making sure. And big up to Princess and Baby Mike. I'll be in South Carolina on the 21st. I'll be down there in Columbia, ColumbiaRecordPool.com to the DJ Awards.
Okay. Congratulations.
And I'll be playing in Florida in October. My hit track, BBW Anthem, Ass Up, it'll be played. I'm making big moves. I'm in the book, the bio for Reginald Lewis, the first black billionaire. She know I'm making moves. I'm making moves left and right. That's why they call me AKA James Brown Jr., the hardest working man in showbiz, a true hustler.
All right. So, I want to say one thing. Is this Jermaine the jack-off king?
Oh.
All right.
I appreciate it.
No, I'm saying, just call it LaCrush. No, I'm saying, we cool. We still friends, aren't we?
Yeah. I know I'm not saying it like that. Well, you keep it real, bro.
I keep it 100. I love it when Jadakiss made that song. Know what I'm saying? What he said, he hate the ones that fake and everything like that. I keep it 100. When he made that song, that was my hit. Keep it 100.
That's what it is, Jermaine. Congratulations, though, bruh. And support you,
bruh. All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
No doubt.
All right. Moving right along with our roast. That was, y'all just heard from Insane Jermaine, representing Hacky Sack, New Jersey. Moving right along with the roast. If you feel like you need to put me on blast, if you want to tell me like it is, once again, this is the opportunity to do that. 347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. Press the number one, and then I know you're on. I also want to shout out DJ Super Dave, who I'm still waiting for the mix for Phone Fantasy Radio, but that's another story. another shout out to Priest Forever. He's called up to the show every now and then, so shout out to him. What else? I want to remind everybody that next week, 10 p.m., August 19th, is going to be our 10 in 10 monthly contest trivia. So 10 questions in 10 minutes, and you can get $10.
Now, mind you, that's in half an hour earlier than normal.
That's not a half an hour. That's an
that.
Hour
earlier. That's an hour earlier. I'm sorry. Hour earlier than normal.
Yes. Please be advised, this particular monthly contest is going to be one hour before showtime. Before the actual show topic, it will be on. There will be a special broadcast, advertised everywhere. Believe me, you can click at the very top of the page. You'll see my name, and next to it will say follow. Click on that. You'll get updates and reminders in your email when we come on the air and all that good stuff. So, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Black Reporter, you need to give me some homework. Mm-hmm. I need to give you some homework. I'm sorry, not me. I need to give you some homework.
Okay.
But let me go to 347. Hold on. There's somebody else on the line. 347-737. Hi.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, LaCrush.
How you doing?
Fine, and you?
I'm great. Who's this?
I just got a quick question for you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? I thought this was a roast, LaCrush. I thought this was a roast. What happened?
Nothing happened.
Yes, I understand this. It's like everybody's giving you these accolades and tributes. Nothing to pick your ass on the barbecue. I have heard nothing. Yes. And then you
good
evening. You to want to roast the caller? Y'all want to roast the caller?
Good evening, Rick.
We don't like what we hear, guys.
Exactly. We're listening and don't like what we hear. We need a real roasting. Peanut butter. Burn, look like burn.
Well, you got the. First of all, let people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Look what?
Make up a name, nigga.
The pork eater. I'm the pork eater. And I thought I was coming to a roast. And I don't know how to feel about
this. This is a luau.
Yes. We wanted a luau. What happened?
No.
Y'all have the barbecue, sis. Go ahead. Do what y'all gotta do. I'm such a nice person. There's not much you can roast.
Ooh.
So what is the purpose?
Don't give it
been all nice and everything. This you should have called it a tribute then.
You know.
Yay! We all scream like Keith West to you. LaCrush.
Don't burn the callers, guys.
Who's that black quarter, right?
No, that was the other guy.
That was the other guy?
Hey,
wait.
We gave somebody some incentives and motivation to want to, you know, participate with this programming.
Did I hear my name used in vain or something, or what?
What?
Did I hear my name used in vain?
No, she thought it was somebody, but it was just you.
Yes, ma'am.
It's us for crushing. We're listening, and we don't like it. Gosh, we thought they were going to be hating and stuff. What happened? Oh, my God. That was a funny one.
Once again,
there's nothing really to say
about. You know, that I sent out the emails, and, you know, that's all I could do.
Oh, boy, I'm like rolled up and thought it was going to be all good, Moscato down. What the hell? Then they would have beat up the retarded boy on it. They would have beat up 50 Tyson.
Yeah.
Was that 50 Tyson that just called in?
Oh. It was going to be more hotter than it is now, but I appreciate this roast.
All right.
I'm just a person. There's nothing, you know, nothing wrong with that.
The good and the bad, trust.
This
is now a tribute to LaCrush. Then change the rest of it. It's like 30, it's like an hour left.
If they have the bad, they can put the bad out there. I even let my worst come online. So, I mean, I didn't do nothing.
You didn't pull no punches. I ain't going to lie. You know, I dialed right after when I heard that.
I didn't do it. I didn't delete it. I didn't hang up on it. I even let the words come up there. So, I mean.
That was nice.
You know?
and he had something good to say. So, for the next 65 minutes, you guys should just praise LaCrush. This is dedication hour.
I don't think that's going to happen only because of the fact that you two ladies are in here. And I know the two of you have stories you can share with us.
Oh, no. We don't kiss and tell. What happens at a party stays at a party. Good night.
Oh, please.
Good night. And get home safe and have a nice night. And don't drink too, you know, drink responsibly. We have protection and toiletries available.
Amenities.
All amenities. This is an all-inclusive club. That's it.
Wow.
We got stories. We have no stories. You're trying to get LaCrush locked up or thrown off the air forever.
No.
I will never snitch on you. No snitching, black reporter. See? We're going to call him Black Informer. What's wrong with you, Black Informer?
Oh, right. I can't roast the people. I'm sorry. I forgot. Oh, I got one.
Yeah.
Request is a dirty hoe. She's a slut making for a recipe. She's a wants a chicken. That's it. That's it. I will. You know who gave up that one? She is a knot. She is so in that.
They know too.
Oh, okay, see? No, they know already.
I tell you, I keep it
100%. I keep it 150,000%. They know that both balls touched her forehead. Yes. Yes. Before she got the chicken. Yes.
I'm not even going there.
I remind them of the girls off of Bad Girls Club.
Is it us?
Yeah.
That's us?
Mm-hmm.
Do us like that.
They said, can you?
We remind her of the girls off Bad Girls Club. Sister said with season. Good night. See, I was a spicy. See, I threw my little hand in there and everything. Yeah, get it popping now.
Yeah.
Leave you guys and listen from afar because I, you know, too classy to choke on the air.
Yeah.
You know what's hard.
Wow.
Call me when you're done. Say it again, sister.
Slap.
All right, now we're gonna leave you guys alone. Enjoy your evening. Lord, how's she gonna say slice that up good? Yeah. Nobody's coming for the question. Well, this is a tribute hour. We tried to make it for, you know, so it can be even. So now you guys have 70 minutes. So now y'all can just give the question praises and accolades now. This is the dedication hour. This is what the hell is the roast? What's the roast? What's the roast for? Think up the question for a minute.
Oh,
it's only 70 minutes. Give it up.
Mind you, it was her idea.
Forum tonight. You know, this open forum. My little playlist. Everything that I like, so that's it.
And if people come, I know.
That's it.
I'm sure for the rest of the night we'll hear nice things. We're waiting. We're here.
We're
here. Yeah, right? I was pleasantly surprised. Especially after.
Believe me, I was expecting way more, but.
You know, it's in the middle of the month. If you had did this at the end of the month, you probably would have been in trouble.
I'm having fun just the way it is. I was trifling last month, and now I'm roasting myself.
She was trifling last month, she said.
Oh, and we have the trifling champion here, Lady C.
The trifling champion is on deck. I don't know why, but I'm gonna sidebar as to why you're trifling. But this is what crushes hour, so I don't want to hear it. Just put it up in the chat room because I'm watching.
All right.
I'm guess 0167. Ooh.
Oh, so you're the one I
want to
have a threesome with. Okay.
That's not cool. I don't even appreciate that. I was going to sign in just because you said that. Then I noticed you was offline. I was like, you know what? Forget it.
This is
what I'm going to the chat room. I don't know, but I'm just logged because that's how I listen. So, you know, I'm just like watching what's going on and you're like, you want to sex me up. I don't like that, LaQuest. not to be roasty, but you're a little too heavy for me. You know, we don't like guts, belly over boobs and stuff.
I gotta be a slow cooker.
There you go. There you go.
This is why I'm not. I will not even indulge in this form of alchemy. Nah.
The question is she seasoned? Is she seasoned?
See, slow cook. But sister said, is your season? I'm not going. I'm getting off. Y'all play too much. Y'all play too much. I don't want to play with y'all. Okay. So,
right,
you guys keep it pushing. We're listening.
Okay.
So make it good, rest of the world. Gosh. Either praise her or say some shit that's going to get on her nerves. Well, say some shit that's going to get on our nerves and we're going to call back. But you know, that's all it is. All right?
Thank you,
all right, guys. Okay, Black Reporter and the couple.
Yep, yep.
Y'all have a good evening.
You too, DJ.
All right.
So good. All right, folks, keep it moving right along. What I was saying? Oh, next week is our Sexy Radio's 10 and 10 monthly contest. I'll give you $10 if you can answer 10 trivia questions correctly. There'll be a variety of general knowledge questions. At least one question will be about our Tuesday show, so we advise you to tune in on Tuesday, August 17th at 9 p.m. Remember, the number to call is 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767.
Now, are you going to give me homework in front of everybody, or is that something, some kind of homework you're giving me off air?
No, I'm going to give you homework off air.
Okay.
All right. So
not a
now
problem.
We're going to to this music set. We're going to come back and we're going to see if we can find somebody else to roast me.
This goes out to the beautiful girls. Which one of y'all? Which one of y'all go home with Trigger? See you in the club, who shouted? Walking past the mirror, looking at me all naughty. Then I said, baby, what's up? Reach for the handshake, got a hug. Bottles of the Ace got me with a little buzz. Up in VIP with all of my thugs. She leaned over and said, you want me? Girl, when the valet pull the Benz up, off to the crib, started where we gon' end up. Girl, sit back, relax, hold up. Let me turn the radio on. Get you to the crib. Upstairs to the bed. Girl, you gon' think. Girl, when I pull back them sheets and you climb on top of me, girl, you gon' think I invented sex. You gon' think I invented sex. You gon' think I invented sex. Put the cold in the gate, pull up to the driveway. Said she like the way I touch her, listening to Usher. I got a confession, know we about to sin, but your body is a blessing. Girl, can we take it upstairs? My best win is there. All I wanna do, give you all of me. Won't you give me all of you? I want your body light right now. You know I live a magnum lifestyle. Baby, turn the lights down. Turn you on when I get you to the crib. Girl, you gon' think. When I pull back the sheets, then you climb on top of me. Girl, you gon' think. I invented sex. think I invented sex. Cause I do it like I did
you.
Look,
it's a celebration. Clap, clap, bravo. Lobster and shrimp and a glass of Moscato. For the girl who's a student and a friend who's a model. Finish the whole bottle and we gon' do it big like this. Yeah, and he was just practice. He ain't in your world, you could take him off your atlas. Girl, you on fire, can I be the one you match with? I give you the credit card, baby, you can max this. Ow. Show me where your tax is, show me where your head's at. Maybe I could grasp it. If you ever come up with a question, you should ask it. Caught up on your ex still, I could get you past it. Yeah, hey, your friends all suggest, what's the chance of this slip being better than the rest? Just tell them you appreciate the help, but you just gotta
girl,
know for yourself.
Girl, when I get you to quit, then you know we gon' go up there, to the bed. Girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think.
When I pull back them sheets, when you climb on top of me.
Girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think, you gon' think I invented sex.
Yeah.
You gon' think I invented sex. You gon' think I invented sex. Now who's coming home with me? Tell me who's coming home with me. I wanna know who's coming home with me. Tell me who's coming home with me. Is it you? 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 You gon' think I invented sex.
Hello, sexy good, you had my mind.
And I
let you come back every time.
You
violate and cross the line.
And you
knew that I would be the type to always wait so patiently.
Thinking
you was coming home to me.
Well,
damn, I never heard the keys or felt your taps in all your sleeves.
Hello,
sexy good, you had my mind.
And I
let you come back every time.
You
violate and cross the line.
And you
knew that I would be the type to always wait so patiently.
Thinking
you was coming home to me.
Well,
damn, I never heard the keys or felt your taps in on your sleeve.
Don't count no more, so dumb to think you gon' marry me. I got to be off my mind.
Ice me, you ain't gonna have me.
Bye, 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 bye.
Am That Woman by Joanne Stevens. A mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend, I am that woman. A soldier, a fighter, a debater, a warrior, I am that woman. A public speaker, an author, a poet, a charmer, I am that woman. What I refuse to be is a failure, a loser, a problem or victim of society, living life blindly trying to blame the economy, or better yet, to blame the system because I was too fearsome, or illiterate to learn a new curriculum and tied down by the slum just to ruin my life when it has just begun. I will never be that woman to promote negativity. I will be that woman to live successfully. I am that woman.
Yes, I am that woman. Woo, power to the women. Girl power. That was Joanne Stevens with I Am That Woman. And before that, we had Mary J. Blige with Enough Crying. And we started off the segment with Trey Songz, I Invented Sex. And you are tuned in to Phone Fantasy Radio with LaCrush Hearts. We have Black Reporter representing South Louisiana. We have Miss Lady C representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we have Princess and Baby Mike representing the South Carolinas. We also have people in the chat room. Shout out to Baby Mike, Big Ashby, Guest 7160, Princess FAA. Tonight's show was dedicated to the roast of LaCrush Hearts. Thankfully and gratefully, I haven't had that much burn come my way. I'll put it like that. I haven't had enough burns come my way. But thanks to everybody that did tune in, that did call up, that did, you know, speak on the behalf. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate the love. And, you know, the haters, stay in the background. You know, I don't need that anyway. Go stay back there. You know, it's all good. Stay back there. You know, it's always a happy moment when the haters just forget the number. Just stay back there. But I do appreciate haters and everybody else that, you know, show support in whatever way and form you have to. Because I think all publicity is good publicity. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
You know your roast is coming up next week, right?
Wait.
Excuse me? Don't
stutter. Excuse me?
Your roast is coming up next week. You don't think we should do a six-month anniversary roast for you?
I suppose.
I'm just playing. We won't do that for you. We'll wait till your anniversary. If you last that long.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying. Even if fantasy really lasts that long. I mean, I don't know.
You're just saying. Okay. All right.
I'm just saying.
All right.
What else? Okay, so we had Trifling Week in July. The last week of July was Trifling Week. And we shared stories, and we had special broadcasts and everything under the sun. My question to y'all now is, what do y'all think about doing that again? Should we have Trifling Week again?
That's a good idea.
Can we top Lady C's Trifling Mofo moment?
And Lady T are laughing for a reason.
Well, share the reason. Why are y'all laughing?
Lady C?
Why? What? What?
You found it out.
Well, she had just told me about something that she hadn't revealed to the crowd in an earlier broadcast. That there were like a couple of more incidents of triflingness that she could have revealed, but she just didn't. I didn't have the opportunity to, so.
Held back, Lady C. You held back. You held back.
I'm 51 years old. Don't you think I have a lot of trifling stories?
I know you. be holding back on us. I don't know. We'll probably do twice. yeah, I'm so sorry. I wanted to let people know that the end of August, since I've been going through this thing, the end of August will be independent submission all week long. The last week of August will be us supporting the independent artists, spoken word, music, rap, hip-hop, whatever it may be. We're going to support those on the last week of August, Tuesday and Thursday shows. So if you know of any rappers, independent artists in your area, just friends you may have on MySpace or whatever, and you think their music is hot, interesting, and it should be played and highlighted on Phone Fantasy Radio, then by all means, send me your suggestions to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. That's phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. And that's how we're going to do it up this month. If you have a suggestion for, I don't know, weeks in advance, topics, or anything like that, you can also send that to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. What you said, Black Reporter?
Well, I was also going to say that don't forget, in November, we give all honor and praise to our lovely, lovely, lovely BBWs all across the nation and whoever may contact us and everything with BBW Appreciation Month. And throughout the month, we will be trying to locate BBWs who have made successes in business, in writing, in just being having their own business and everything, and those who have made success of themselves. And to try to raise the image of the BBW in our society. So we want to set aside the entire month for that and have interviews and things of that nature throughout the Phone Fantasy Radio shows of the month of November.
Well, yeah, all that's going down in November.
You left out something.
What did I leave out?
What's the special part of November?
Huh?
Her birthday.
Oh. Well, that's true. The reason why November was picked, I thought about it, but I wanted you to do it, but I'll go ahead and do it. We picked November for three reasons. Number one, it is the month of the crush's birthday. Number two, she just felt like doing it that way. And number three, the old saying of that's the beginning of winter, and what a better time to be with a BBW than when that first hawk comes around the corner. And
right,
you need to
right,
be with somebody
right.
for him.
I'm thinking, Black Reporter, I'm thinking the end of September should be porn week. What you think?
End of September. Is there any particular reason why in that particular area?
Huh?
Is that the reason why that era, that time period?
No.
Okay.
What you think? The kiddies would be in bed a little earlier. That's about it.
That's true. I have no problem with that. You
have no problem with
that. I have no problem with that.
It's a new season.
And what else, folks? We can use your help. I mean, what other ideas do we have for possible promotions, possible special times, and everything else?
You asking
any
me?
Any ideas?
You
or
tell me.
No
you got any ideas? Damn it!
I'm asking the whole bunch of everybody. I mean, we're all one big family.
We won't be one big family. Yeah, all right. We're family now. Family now. Wait until we have that family reunion.
You said in my chair.
Wait until we have that family reunion.
Where? That's going to be wild.
No, but we have some other stuff coming up. I know we have a couple of gift baskets, well, not gift baskets, but gift certificates to give out, too. That's coming up. What else? We might have a video contest coming up, or photo. I don't know yet.
Okay. Okay.
I would like to invite people to visit our store, www.cafepress.com/fullfanshop. Once again, go to our website. Okay. Oh, also, if you go to our website or send an email, if you have an event coming up, if you have a show coming up, if you have a business you would like to advertise, or any of those things, you can definitely have free advertisement for the month of September on PhoneFancyRadio.com and PhoneFancyRadio live stream. We will have a custom commercial made, 30 to 60 seconds long for you. And you'll add it to the live stream, so whoever's listening to our show anytime will be able to, you know, hopefully draw people to your website or to your business. So that's for the promotion for September coming up. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am. Don't forget our 10 in 10 beginning next week. And I must say, I'm very impressed with the questions that LaCrush has come upon for this this contest, because I like to fancy myself as a trivia person, but there are some that I don't even know. So I'm very impressed, and I'm very interested to find out how this is going to go down and everything. You know.
It's not that people do not get scared and don't want to call in. You know, it's just all in good fun.
Yeah, it's all in good fun.
Huh?
It's all in good fun.
Yeah, it's all in good fun.
I mean, that's what all this is to begin with anyway. You know.
Right.
This ain't about the end of the world or anything, but it's an outlet for all of us, you know, to express ourselves, to express our passions or whatever that we have, and to have fun, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, you know, somebody asked me to go ahead and share some questions that may be on the list of questions, get a sample of it. So I'm going to hit Lady C with the one. Lady C, this is... I don't know. I just like picking on you, Ace.
Okay.
All right, Lady C, the first question is this. Who said, I'm the president of the United States and I'm not going to eat broccoli? I'm not going to eat any more broccoli, excuse me, quote, unquote.
Oh. Was that Bill Clinton?
No,
that's George Bush.
Oh, okay. Which Bush?
That was George H.W. Bush.
Hi, what you said, Black Reporter?
Was that the daddy or the son?
I believe it was the son.
Now that I think about it, you're right, it was the son.
Don't that sound like something he would say? Once again, won't that sound like he would say?
You got that right. Okay, I'll be the guinea pig. Go ahead.
Huh?
I'll be the guinea pig. Go ahead.
But you don't count, Black Reporter.
Hey, you just want to do it. Don't try to front. You just want to do it. You just want a question. Which artist has spent most weeks in the UK top 10?
Ooh.
UK meaning
UK. Wait.
Dead or alive?
Definitely UK. Dead
or alive?
What you said, baby mate?
Is that in Ukraine or United Kingdom? Which one?
United Kingdom. United Kingdom.
United Kingdom?
Oh, God. I'm going to give Baby Mike this one. The man sounds like he knows his stuff.
No, that's your question, Black Reporter. That's your question.
That's your question, Black Reporter. You can't give it away.
Okay. All right. Then, it's either two choices.
No, no, no.
I know I got to pick one. I'll go for the easy one. Elvis.
Yep. See, that wasn't hard.
And you see, I said easy, and everybody thought I was going to say the Beatles, but then, you know, it's Elvis.
No.
It's Elvis, Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
You want one? You want one, Baby Mike?
Yeah, I can try one. I'll try one.
You try one?
I'll try one.
I got you back, Baby Mike.
All right, Black Report.
Okay, let me give you a good one. I don't want to give you one. What Michael made number one with When a Man Loves a Woman? Duh.
Say that again.
Which Michael made number one with When a Man Loves a Woman?
Which, I'm not getting the first part.
Which Michael made number one with When a Man Loves a Woman?
Michael Jackson.
No. That was a tricky one, wasn't it? That was Michael Bolton, baby.
Yes, one time.
Mm-hmm.
I told Michael Bolton, he's a white dude. Right?
That was a tricky one. That was a truly tricky one.
Damn.
That wasn't a tricky one. Okay, which band consists of Michael Jackson's nephews was launched in the 90s?
Who's that question to?
Which band consisting of Michael Jackson's nephews was launched in the 90s?
Ooh.
Michael Jackson's nephews.
I don't know that one.
I can't think of their name.
Wow.
Help us now, does it?
I remember it happening.
I don't know that one, Chris. You got me on that one.
You know that one?
It couldn't have been out there.
Huh?
They couldn't have been out there that long. I mean, they couldn't have been out there that long.
They had about two songs. Yeah.
That was a hard one.
Huh?
I don't know that one. I have no idea. I'm not going to even try because I have no idea.
All right, let's see if we can help you out. You don't have no idea? Can't guess?
No. In the 90s, I really wasn't thinking about Mike in the 90s. So not like that.
You wasn't thinking about Mike in the 90s?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was still there, but he wasn't really there like that. So, I mean, for to have a group come out like that,
Well, the group we're talking about, the band we're talking about, is called 3T.
Well, I would never done that.
What you telling me the name? I still don't know who they are.
I would have never gotten that.
That one is a good one.
Yeah,
that was
a good one,
right? Like, if you don't know.
Yeah.
They were actually the sons of Tito Jackson.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I think all of their names started with T, so there was three T's.
Three T's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Three T's.
Huh?
Well, relegated to bins of music history.
Say that again, Black Reporter, what?
Relegated to the dust bins of musical history.
They did like their auntie did.
Huh?
They did like their
right.
One auntie.
That's enough for the trivia. That's enough for the trivia. Oh, we'll play this again Tuesday.
Send the HBIC.
We'll have a whole game of trivia if y'all want to play. We'll play Soul Fancy Radio's Jeopardy one day. You never know. I might make a board up and we might play Jeopardy on cam. We might do a special broadcast. Interesting, huh?
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool, Black Reporter?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You can't play Black Reporter.
I know I can't play.
No, you can play Black Reporter. You can play.
But I like the idea.
I'll have to text you the questions.
You like the idea of what, being on cam?
No, I like the idea of questions. Like, what in the world?
Lady C is not nice.
Excuse me? I know Lady C, but where the hell did you pull that one out of?
I don't know. I heard that somewhere in the air.
Uh-huh.
Y'all are crazy. All right, folks. So we're going to wind it down. I really got to cut it kind of short. So I'm going to ask everybody to please hit me up on the hotline. If you want to continue the roast and you got something to get off your chest and you don't want me to know who you are, call the Soul Fancy Radio hotline, 347-855-7372. And I'll play it right here. You don't have to leave your name. You can make up a name. You can leave it on there anytime, and we'll add it to the list, 347-855-7372. What you think about that, Black Reporter?
It's all in a good thing. Someone just reappeared out of nowhere. Want to say hello, our mystery guest?
Yo, what's up? What's up? You got 716 out here. DJ Mimi Cat, queen of hip hop gossip. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, DJ Mimi Cat?
Oh, girl, good news. Now you know all this week we were stuck down here in Missouri, in Columbia, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And because our car had broke down, we ran over speed bump at the fairgrounds in Columbia for our bikers roundup. And I don't know what happened to it, but next thing I know, you know, the truck was towed away last week. And come to find out, the front differential in the front of the truck was messed up. It was shredded.
Damn.
So thank God his insurance paid for it, but this is the double blow. After the roundup was over, you know, Sunday, we still here. The truck was, you know, still in the shop. What the hell's going on? Come to find out, it's not just the front differential. It is now underneath the truck. It was bent. Hold on.
Hey, baby, what was the part that was bent?
The axle.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot. I don't know the truck that well. The frame of the truck was bent, so they couldn't put on the front differential, okay? We had to wait to get it estimated. Come to find out, we had to end up paying out of pocket.
Wow.
To get it fixed temporary to get the fuck out of here. So the good news is this. We finally got our truck back. We are leaving Columbia, Missouri tomorrow morning about 6 a.m. On our way home. It takes 14 hours to get home.
Whew. No, you're going to be happy once you get your bed back.
Girl, wait a minute. When the truck came back, first thing I saw was a truck. When we rolled into this garage, I jumped out the truck while the truck was, because he gave us a rental.
I drunk out of this pickup truck so fast. Now, mind you, I'm on a cane. I left my cane in the truck, ran over to my truck, said, Beastie, you so cool with me. You such my best friend. I miss you. You want a car wash, don't you, baby? You want to get Kingo, don't you, baby? Mama miss you. Man, please. Shout after that. And you know what? Big up to, let me say this real quick, shout out. Is there anybody out there still listening to my club in Buffalo? Big, big, humongous shout out to the New York State Falcons, which is a motorcycle club in Buffalo, New York, down on Broadway, down the street from my house, of course, but down on Broadway Avenue in Buffalo. They turned around. They had a club meeting last night. They all pitched in together, and they sent us by Western Union $200 for gas money to make sure we go home.
Oh,
much love.
That's
a
shout out to them. It's good to have friends on the place. Shout out to them.
Now, Mimi,
you're one shot. Have a very safe ride.
Okay.
Once again, I'm still waiting on those pictures, lady.
Yo, check it out. Unfortunately, when I was at the roundup, I put my computer in my motorcycle mama's chair, and it was in the middle of the night. The only camp we was camping out, so it was all, you know, like candle lights and sister Nova scent candles and stuff to keep the bugs away, because we were in like a personal tent. She didn't see it because she wanted to, you know, get online the next, you know, next thing online. I just put it in her chair. She sat on my computer and bent up my Sprint thing that plugs into the computer so you can get reception. She sat on it and it bent upwards. I bent it back, thinking, okay, it's bent back. Everything's cool. We couldn't get on launch or shit, so that was messed up. So when I step in the city of Buffalo, I'm going straight to the Sprint store, hook up my cell phone, and that. My cell phone, all my music on my cell phone is erased. I don't know why, but all this shit gonna be fixed. And the moment it gets fixed, I got all the pictures, boo boo. I'm uploading not only pictures, I'm uploading everything. I mean, including videos. Look out for me. I got your ass, Black Reporter, too. by the way, I got the best souvenir in the state of Missouri, and I need one. They have the smoke shops, right? They have smoke shops / liquor stores. I didn't know they served liquor inside the grocery store. That shit blew my mind. But anyway, I went to the smoke shop. I wanted to get a carton of cigarettes, but unfortunately they ran out, so I had to get singles. Why in the fuck hell I went in the what up is sitting up there screaming my name? Billy Bob Thornton. That's all I'm saying. If you're down what the fuck I'm talking about, please, people, can I have a holler?
Billy Bob Thornton was yelling your name?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Talk about DJ Mimi Cat. You know you want me. Send me home. I want to see it. What's the price on that bitch? Oh, hell yeah. I got you. So next time you hear me next week on the phone, me and Billy Bob Thornton will be having a funky ass night laughing at y'all motherfuckers. This time, I ain't got to worry about shit, about stop spilling my weed, shut the fuck up so I can finish rolling my shit. I ain't got to go through this shit. I just put it in a little container, put some water at the bottom of the base. No, this is not a fucking, and oh, by the way, folks, this is not a fucking recipe how to mix crack. But anyway, put my weed in, grab my Billy Bob Thornton, and smoke up until my head explodes. Do you understand me?
Oh, my God.
Because yesterday, Black Reporter, this is another reason why I didn't call you yesterday. I was so extremely sick. I did not know this. My husband took me to the hospital. My lupus flared up. I had a flare-up with my lupus. So I was hospitalized yesterday again. Because Black Reporter will tell you, when I was down there visiting him, I got sick and ended up in the hospital.
I did it again
yesterday.
Wow.
Right. Mind you, every fucking day we wake up in the morning, mind you, it's not even 9 o'clock in the morning yet. The temperature outside Columbia, Missouri this morning was 98 degrees in the morning.
Yeah.
When it got to about 1:30, 2 o'clock, I didn't even walk out my door yet. I looked at the weather board because they kept reporting saying thunderstorms coming in so they could cool it off. Oh, no. Child, somebody is seriously thinking this is April because this shit ain't no fool joke. You understand me? Walk out the door about 3 p.m. to go get some shit and get our truck an hour? Girl, I looked at the temperature gauge. That shit said 107 with a heat index of 145.
Whoa.
And it was on high alert. I'm like, as soon as you get to, like, my bedroom is, you know, air conditioned. As soon as I open up a goddamn door about to walk out the door of that fucking rental truck, I'm like, woof. Seems like a hit said, bitch, where the fuck are you going?
Yeah,
you're so fat ass back in the room.
It does hit you like that because
it's nice and hot down here.
Because I survived 122 in Phoenix, and in that heat, it you know, like how the cold hits you, well, the heat hits
yeah.
you in the same way.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure
you open that door, just
it boom. Will hit you hard. Mhm.
Yep.
Mimi,
noted. Mimi, before we get off of here, go ahead, give your shout out to our hostess with the mostest, La Crush Heart. This is her roast, and you are the last person in line.
Oh, to say anything?
Yep.
All right, hold up. How many people can hear me right now? Seriously. How many people are alive? Can I get an amen in the back? Anybody?
Amen.
Okay. First off, LaCrush, more than anything, on a serious tip, that's my girl. She's doing big things. And I know damn well she's going to do everything else big things. You know what I'm saying? Pretty soon or right now. Okay? She's really doing the thing. I love the way she attacks certain subjects on the matter at hand and everything. She has impeccable taste of how she gets down to the point. Honey, if you was never a reporter, you just graduated. But here's the other rebuttal. The child... You got one more gin. That's why I end up buying Billy Bob Thornton. You crack up one more goddamn joke while I'm rolling some weed, I'm flying my ass to New York and kick your ass. You know how much fuck the weed cost me in New York State without tax? These motherfuckers getting balled up in here. Do you understand me? Seriously. When I first saw your pictures, you ever heard people say that your voice don't match your face?
Uh-huh.
Your voice definitely did not match your face because I never knew what you looked like when I first met you on the phone. When I finally went on Facebook and asked you as a friend, I said, that's the question. I went over there and looked at your pictures and shit. I'm like, okay, all right. I'm a little big titty woman. How you doing? Okay. But after that, I saw it. I said, yo, me and her got to hook up. Wait a minute. Me and Seth, hold the fuck down. First of all, you're married. Then again, my husband knows that I'm bisexual and I have not been with another woman since I got married. No. What he don't know won't hurt him. But anyway, all right. I wonder if LaCrush go both ways. And I was like, nah, I don't think she did. She look like she going to beat a nigga's ass, including me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, nah, I ain't going to even ask. But since that came up, are you? I mean, it's definitely me and you. You know what I'm saying? We can always, block Black Reporter and everybody else. Can just block that shit with a quick answer. One tap on the phone for yes, two taps on the phone no. Can I get a tap? Can I get a shout out? What's up?
My hands hurt.
You think I said my hands hurt? What's the open book for your ass? Oh, my bad. Your hand hurt because what? The battery died? What the fuck? Hurry up, fucking drink this Gatorade and take my black ass to sleep.
Thank you, Mimi. Once again, get home safe. Thank you for your support. I really do appreciate it. I want to bring in somebody else. We do have another call, actually, on the air. 765. Who are you and where you calling from? All right. Sound like he's far. 765?
Going once. Going twice.
There
I'll connect the dick off. Next question.
How about 278?
Oh,
do you recognize your numbers at all?
All
right.
Check it out. One more shout out. Can I say one more thing before you close?
Yeah, sure.
I want to have a big shout-out to my baby, my second-born granddaughter. As of midnight tonight,
Eastern Standard Time, my baby had a birthday. Today, her birthday.
So I doubt
it very seriously. She's listening, but anyway, Ariana, happy birthday from Grandma and Grandpa. We see you tomorrow.
You know,
oh, yeah, by the way,
we can always cut and paste it. You know, I show the archive. We can always cut and paste it.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure she ain't listening. If she is, she ain't going to have to pull out the frame. She ain't even 10 years old yet. Cut that bullshit out. She is not learning no bed. Put like this. If any of my grandkids come up with kids before the time they graduate high school, graduate college, and establish a career in house, I'm whooping somebody ass.
Mm.
First, it's going to be my child's ass. Then I'm going to whoop that girl's ass, whoever it is. So I'm still fearing God anyway with my grandkids. They listen to me. They won't listen to their mother, but they'll listen to me. Fuck up around me, you're dead. Bottom line, I will snatch your boy. I will fuck in the middle of the supermarket. Y'all see white kids be on a leash in the supermarket when they tear up the whole supermarket because their parents won't buy them what the fuck they want? Oh, no.
Yeah.
One of my grandkids did that shit once. Mind you, once. And my other grandkids was with me at the time. They would not dare to try it. What my grandson had a temper tantrum at the time. He was like, he just turned 8. Okay? Oh, no. This motherfucker, anyway, on the long story, I ain't kept him on a leash or anything like that. But he was like, Grandma, you know how Sue's like, Mom, Mommy, this is what the fuck he was doing to me. Grandma, Granny, Grandma, look, what the fuck was? Can you get me that? No. What did I tell you? Why he having a whole fucking seizure all over the floor? I'm standing there watching him, fold my arms up, tiring up like, are you done? I want to make sure you get all that energy up. Are you done? Yeah, good. I beat the fuck out of his ass in that goddamn store. I beat his ass like his mama owed me, which she did. I whipped his ass so goddamn bad in the grocery store to a point that the manager, the assistant manager, and a couple of other white people came up to my ass, oh, don't beat that child. Someone needs to report you. Bitch, shut the fuck up, stay out of my grown folks' business, or else, bitch, you could be next. Get the fuck out of my face. I was like, I don't know how the fuck you raise your kids. Keep my brand name.
Okay.
I will whoop your ass. Did you know I'm going to get arrested for that shit? Huh?
I'm just going to put somebody on blast real quick because I'm getting tired of seeing this.
What?
Listen, Baby Mike and Princess, all right? I'm tired of seeing y'all names being called Mike, Princess, Mike, Baby, Princess.
Oh,
shit. Did
anybody give you anything for your brother?
That's what's going on in the chat room. It's just two going back and forth. Mike, Princess.
Check it out. Anybody get you anything for your roast? Anybody gave you anything?
Huh?
Did anybody give you anything for your roast?
Nah, they've been good, though.
Put it like this. I'm about to give you one. Tomorrow morning when we leave the hotel, we have to go through St. Louis. We're 80 miles away. Me and my husband's going to stop there, take pictures under the arc. Okay?
Oh, cool.
Take some, like, professional photographs.
Cool.
And your present will be from me. The present is the videotape of Black Reporter. So everybody will get a turn on this. Turn me like a doorknob, but it'll be a beautiful thing. Afterwards, I'm going to sit back with Billy Bob Thornton in my lap, laughing my ass off come Tuesday. Matter of fact, what is Tuesday, Sophus? I cannot wait.
What is Tuesday? I believe
it's the 17th if you don't play, unless you ain't going to make it that day. But,
yeah,
the 17th.
Tuesday is the 17th,
yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying we had mentioned something about Tuesday, and I forgot what it was.
Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out. We'll post it up.
Okay. Oh, by the way. In future dates, Mimi, Lady C has said that, we've decided that we're going to add one more game as far as the
Trifling.
Most Trifling. Yeah, because Lady C.
Wait a minute.
Say that again.
We gonna do one more again on trifling week. Well, it may not be trifling week. It may be trifling night. But because we found out that Lays, he been holding out on us.
Oh really? Is that right?
I tried to
tell. Let's start off with a kicker of a trifling day. I was sitting up here with my husband a second ago, lost in trifling shit. What my ex did to me before I met my husband. Don't bring another bitch in your house while your other girl's at work. And you fucking a bitch in your girl's house and your girl's there too. Don't do it. Put it like this. The charges of assault with deadly weapon was just dropped last year.
Ooh.
I had to go to court for that. Why? Because I end up pistol whipping the fuck out of both of their asses until I can't run back. Okay? I beat them so bad, I was actually literally knocked out unconscious. Nobody touched me, I just fell the fuck out. Why? Because I lost consciousness beating that ass.
Beating that ass.
Next thing the fuck I know, I've got handcuffs wrapped, you know, on the back of my back, talking about let's go. I look up, it was my own fucking cousin arresting my ass. Now that's really fucking trifling. I didn't spend a lot of time behind bars. Matter of fact, I never been arrested in my life until that moment. And niggas so bad, when I got to the precinct, I explained to the head officer what was going on, and along with my cousins that actually arrested my ass. I had everybody in the fucking room cracking the fuck up. And it's like, girl, you know, my mother's name is Cookbook, her nickname. They say, shit, you know Cookbook got you, go on home. I jumped in the back of the cop car. My cousin went back and dropped me the fuck off, told my mother what was going on and shit. My mother paid the bill. She went back down the next day, paid the bill. But they released me basically on my own recognizance. The shit was funny. That's trifling. I'm sorry. So I better be on top of that goddamn list.
That is trifling.
And I can give you some other shit I had did that was trifling too, which is, to me, I feel as though it's the dumbest move I ever made in my life.
Listen, Mimi, we go rewinding down right now. You need to save that for trifling week when it come back up. Ooh,
I'm just giving you the heads up what can happen.
You gotta save your trifling space for trifling week. We actually winding down right now. Once again, thank you, Mimi. Thank you, Black Reporter. Thank you, Princess. Thank you,
You're
Baby
welcome.
Mike, Lady C, 765, 318, Insane Jermaine. Shout out to Insane Jermaine. Oh, boy. I don't think I ever thought I would say that again.
Wow!
I want to give a special birthday shout out to Sun 752 from the Sun Always Shine show. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday from Phone Fans.
Happy
Radio.
Happy birthday,
Boo
Boo.
Hope
it be plenty more to come, honey. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
There's a lot of brothers out there don't make it that far. So happy birthday. You deserve it. And have a drink on me.
Birthday. Well, actually, it was yesterday, but you know we had midnight. So,
it is still yesterday. Matter of fact, it's only 11:46 here. So
happy birthday, belated birthday, all of the above.
Okay, my birthday's coming up. What can a sister do for me? My birthday coming up.
When your birthday?
September 5th.
Cool.
Man, so like this, if I come online, and if I do go online talking to y'all, if I happen to slur my speech, I'm just giving y'all motherfuckers a head up. I'm just giving y'all the heads up. So wait a minute, what's wrong with DJ Mimi Cat? Why the fuck she ain't speaking like that? Because I'm fucked up. Now, I'm giving y'all the heads up. If I have a slur speech, please forgive me. I'll explain to you when I'm sober. And I think all the shit I had wrong. Meanwhile, we went to the liquor store while we were here, just to pass the time away. We bought two things of Everclear.
Ooh.
We bought a big-ass bottle of DiSerrano. We got vodka. We got gin. Put it like this. I spent close to $200 in liquor.
Damn.
I got happy. Reason being, because last week Friday, I called the IRS. They owed me a check. They cut me my check and had it mailed to me. It finally came in Monday. Man, I had $3,838. You know how much money I got left after this week?
$2.
I wish. No, hell no. Otherwise, my ass wouldn't be going nowhere. No, add in the $200 from my motorcycle club that we received today, and other stuff we had because we went out and bought clothes. We had to return them because we had to put a payment on the truck, or they would not let us release our truck. So I had to put some stuff back. Right now, as I sit in the hotel room, including $200, I got about
$800. Cool.
But all the shit I spent, man, I went on a Mina shopping spree at Lane Bryant. You ever went? And, oh, yeah, by the way, I will be taking shit. I'll be taking pictures of my gear. I mean,
Shout out to Lane Bryant Avenue Auburn. All right, big shout out to Lane Bryant, big shout out to Roman, big shout out to Fashion Bug and Doc. I gotta go to my next music set, so I just once again want to tell everybody thank y'all, shout outs. We'll be back here Tuesday, August 17th between 9 p.m. I advise y'all, if y'all can do it, to please tune in because that third next day will be our monthly contest, and you never know what questions may be asked about Tuesday's show.
On Tuesday? On Tuesday?
347-989-0767. Save it up in the phone. And we're going to go ahead and move it on to the set, and then we're going to come back and we're going to call it out. All right, Black Reporter?
Okay.
Yo, all Black Reporter, right. Have everybody heard your theme song yet?
Somebody asked to play this song, so let me go ahead and get to playing this song real quick, and then wait a minute if I can find it. I'll play this song.
Yeah, can you play me that song? I want to hear one song, and I hope to God you got it.
What song is that?
I want a special shout out. Can you please play me before we go off the air? New York.
I don't have
Alicia Keys and Jay-Z. I'm going home.
I don't have that up here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't have that one up here. But I got you on Tuesday. I can play it on Tuesday. If you're still in the mode, I could get you on Tuesday with it. All right, here we go. I got to play this song. This song is going out to Princess and Baby Mike over there.
All right. It better be good.
You know what, baby? I was thinking what you said to me last night, and I know what you want.
Dresses. No more flags. I couldn't take that. I could not take that because I don't know what country you was representing in them three colors in that dress the last time I saw you. But I didn't appreciate that. I did not appreciate that. But, and I wish I just put it
in my time.
It's a valid question. Y'all don't want to make me seem like the bad person because I called in with the right situation and said